views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call. Take the leap with Rudy Racine as you listen to the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series. This show targets anyone looking to advance their careers and further develop their leadership skills. Rudy Racine is a certified coach, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and the founder CEO of Higher Learners. In this show, Rudy will introduce listeners to professionals and executives in a variety of industries while discussing the challenges that tend to stand in the way of career growth and advancement. Learn how to craft your personal definition of success with the right mix of focus and motivation. Higher Learners is putting minds to work.
What's up, everyone? I'm Rudy Racine, and you are listening to the Higher Learners podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we're discussing finding the career that you love. Each first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll discuss topics that help you sharpen your skills and help you get to the next level in your career. So on today's show, we are talking to Shamika Brathwaite. She is a peak performance strategist and CEO of Shamika Brathwaite Enterprises and the creator of the Distinctive Factor Academy for Higher Achievers, for High Achievers. Today, we'll be talking to Shamika about her work with emerging leaders, and we'll get some tips from her on how to find a career that you love. Shamika is fiercely committed to guiding emerging leaders to achieve profitable intergenerational relationships, strategic career planning, and upward mobility so they can become the top echelon performing members within businesses and associations. Welcome, Shamika.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me today.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you. It's just wonderful to really have the opportunity to just connect with a variety of different audiences. And I'm sure your listeners are just dynamic individuals with such great potential.
Thank you. So Shamika, you are the CEO of Shamika Brathwaite Enterprises, and you are a peak performance specialist, peak performance strategist. Tell me, what exactly does a peak performance strategist do?
A peak performance strategist is someone who develops and creates strategies so that way you can optimize your performance within a workplace or within any type of endeavor that you're striving towards.
Got it. So optimizing performance. So how did you get into this line of work?
Well, you know what? Really just thinking back over my career, I've always been an individual where, you know, even from a high school student, you know, we would have activities or assignments. And I was always one of those individuals that figured out a way on how to do more, even with the same amount of time given. So I was able to produce double, triple the amount of work. And that also followed out while I was in college. So what happened as I was a new employee within the world of work, I started to see and notice those strategies as well. And I decided that of all the different things that I'm good at, really one of the things that I see that a lot of people struggle with is being able to perform and excel and exceed expectations. So that was one of the things that I thought that as an expert that I'm able to share dynamically to individuals around the country and the world.
Awesome. I know that exceeding expectations and just being a top performer is something that's important to a lot of our listeners. So now in your line of work, who do you typically work with? Who are your clients primarily?
So I work with young professionals, and these are individuals who are at the start of their career as well as career changers. In my private coaching group, I do work with professional women, and I work with them in that sector. I've done work with associations, corporations, and colleges. And it's really for those individuals who are the emerging leaders within their organizations and association. These are the people that have been identified as the high potentials, those who really want to exceed above and beyond. And in some cases, in the opposite scenario, people who need to find the motivation and identify their key skills so that way they can maximize and improve on their performance.
Got it. So it sounds like you work with many emerging leaders, high potentials, young professionals, career changers, and professional women, all of which I'm sure are actively tuned in today to hear some of the tips that you're going to share. What are some of the challenges that you see many of your clients face when they are looking to find their career, their ideal career?
When it comes to their ideal career, the number one common mistake is that people automatically go onto job boards, and it could be whether it's LinkedIn, Indeed, or any other popular website, and they begin their job search by doing a title search. So they may say, I'm looking for an assistant director position, I'm looking for assistant manager role, or any other position based around a title, whereas they should take the opportunity to really know and identify their skill sets and really looking for the positions that emphasize and utilize those skill sets. So it's not necessarily you looking for the, for example, assistant director position, but you're looking for a position that require professional speaking, interacting with clients. You're looking for roles that really maximize the skills that you have. That title could be called anything throughout different industries and positions, but it's really, you should be seeking those skill set that really emphasizes what you can bring to the table at your personal best.
So it sounds like you're saying to focus more on your strengths and focus more on what you do well, as opposed to focusing on the title.
Exactly. Instead of focusing on the title.
So now I know in your work, you reference something called the distinctive factor. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the distinctive factor is your uniqueness, you know, plus your skill set. Multiply that by your exponential potential. That is your distinctive factor, is really that signature skill that you have and strength that you bring. You become known for that gift and that strength that you have. And that is what's going to establish you in the marketplace when you're looking to apply for positions within very competitive fields and industries. It is really your distinctive factor that's going to have you stand out amongst the crowd.
I love it. So it's like your brand, your reputation, the thing that makes you who you are and makes you known within the company, right?
Exactly. You know, one of my quotes that I always tell people is, if your name doesn't ring a bell, the door of opportunity remains closed. So you really want to make sure. Yes. Yes.
So if your name doesn't ring a bell, the door of opportunity remains closed. Sorry for cutting you off.
No. I should have just let that sink in right there.
Yes, I'm going to say it one more time. If your name does not ring a bell, the door of opportunity remains closed. Love it. So, Shamika, tell me how the distinctive factor has shown up in your career and when you realized what your distinctive factor was.
The distinctive factor really has helped me in my career because I was able to identify the positions, the companies, the type of environment that I could thrive in. So once I realized my high skill set and what I bring to the table, I was able to apply to those positions that would benefit the best mutually from me working there and me working within that organization. What has helped me is that when I go into the interview, I'm able to articulate that with confidence and be able to convince and demonstrate to the employer that I'm a right fit for the position. And basically, the distinctive factor is not sounding the same as everyone else who's applying for the position. It's the unique qualities that you bring to the position that it's like a snowflake or a fingerprint that only you can deliver. And once I've done that, I've been able to be hired on the spot, been able to win positions, even if there was an incumbent in place already that applied for the job internally. They just couldn't, they just had to extend that offer because it was a unique proposition, unique selling proposition that I was able to demonstrate effectively.
Got it. So just really taking the time to figure out what it is that sets you apart from the competition and being able to communicate that confidently, it sounds like. I want to dig deeper into the distinctive factor. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to be able to talk about their strengths and be able to sell themselves effectively to an employer and in the professional field. So we are going to talk a little bit more about the distinctive factor. Before we talk about it, though, I'm going to take a quick break. All right. So when we come back, we'll be back with Shamika Brathwaite. She is the CEO of Shamika Brathwaite Enterprises and the creator of the Distinctive Factor. Tune in a few minutes. We will come back with Shamika Brathwaite. So we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
So we are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine. Today we have a guest, Ms. Shamika Brathwaite, the CEO of Shamika Brathwaite Enterprises and a peak performance strategist. We are discussing finding the career that you love and a term that she coined called the distinctive factor. So before we went to break, we talked about the distinctive factor being your unique characteristic, a strength that sets you apart from the competition. So Shamika, you were telling us about that and how you were able to identify your distinctive factor. Now, for our listeners that are young professionals or maybe in their first career, and they feel like they have specific strengths. I know oftentimes we have professionals that we talk to or that I talk to that feel like they have a strength. But if I were to talk to their supervisor, their manager or VP, that person might have a different opinion. So can you talk to us a little bit about how one might determine what their distinctive factor is, and also get feedback from higher level professionals that might be able to help them craft that a little bit more clearly?
Great, Rudy. That great question, by the way. So I would say it all starts with paying attention. And what I mean by that is really looking at your discovery moments. And discovery moments is all about you having that aha moment when you realize there's something that you do effortlessly and exceptionally. So I say this is what you call your dope skills. And that stands for the done on precise execution. So you really want to make note of your dope skills. And what I mean by that is take notice of what people are, things that you do above and beyond the timelines of deadlines that need to be met. Look and pay attention to the items that you excel in that gives you energy, you are motivated, excited about it, and you are being noticed and recognized by different individuals, internally within the organization, externally, above or those who report into you. So you really want to pay attention to that. Also, equally, you want to pay attention to the things that you do not do very well. These are the things that frustrate you. It brings a little anxiety, stress when you have to think about it. You tend to procrastinate and put it aside, and you don't want to deal with it right away. And these are the items as well that you want to make sure that you pay attention to, that you'll be able to start putting the pieces together for the formula. So there's a formula, actually, as you look at the decision, it's like almost like a math equation if you were able to see this visually here. But it's almost like the recipe. It's like I need a little bit of public speaking in there, a little bit of teamwork in there, a little bit of project management in there. Hate doing data, Excel spreadsheets, minus that, you know. So what you do, you start putting and framing together this recipe of what's really going to make you the best individual that you can be. And you have people, so you want to have peers and supervisors, mentors, sponsors, and different individuals who are able to give you that constructive feedback and criticism to sharpen you, and also give them the space and the comfort level and permission to feed that or provide that information back to you. Sometimes you may think that you're doing something extremely well, but if you have your individuals that you can confide in and that could provide you some feedback, then you'll pay attention more and more on how you could become better at it. And if you're not great at something, that's where you learn how to collaborate and you find those individuals who do that very well. And you tag team and try to put everything together so you can be efficient.
I love it. Great advice. So you mentioned paying attention, paying close attention to those discovery moments and being mindful of your dope skills. So your dope skills, dope is an acronym. I love that. It stands for done on precise execution. And beyond knowing your dope skills, also knowing the things that you don't enjoy. So now, for our listeners that are familiar with their dope skills and they know their strengths, they know what their distinctive factor is, when it comes time to applying that distinctive factor to a career, I know you mentioned looking beyond the job title, right? But what are some other things that they can do to take them one step closer to their ideal career, their dream career?
So one of the things that you want to do is try to get experience, even if in your current position, based on your job title, doesn't require you to do what it is that you need to take to the next level. Try to see if you could collaborate and get on any committees or any projects depending on your industry. Also, I'm a big advocate for associations. Professional associations within your industry would give you the opportunity to work with other professionals that knows the type of work that you interact with on a daily basis. But then there are different type of committees, projects, endeavors that you could have an opportunity to experience and build those skill sets necessary for you to have experience beyond just what you do on your day-to-day job. So you want to be able to maximize that.
Okay, so just adding on to the different things that you expose yourself to and getting experience in those areas to open up additional doors for you. So now, Shamika, you've worked with a number of different professionals and you know, finding the career that you love is, I'm sure, something that's a priority for many people. What are some of the biggest challenges you feel like your clients have faced when they are making a career transition or trying to grow within their career?
One of the biggest mistakes is being able to see the bigger picture. I've seen a lot of people turn down great opportunities or opportunities that would help them develop some skill set in the long run. So one of the things that I say to them is that this is a stepping stone that would help you to reach the door of the real opportunity. You know, right now where you are, it's like you're it's in your reach, but you can't get there yet. And that's where the stepping stone comes in. So really being strategic on how is this opportunity going to help in the long run. And once you see that bigger picture from a bird's eye view or perspective, you can really start connecting the dots on getting that dream career that you love. And then also, the second thing that I see that's a challenge is that individuals feel as if that the current industry or major that they spent 4 to 6 years studying in is not good and they have to start all over again. And one of the things that I throw out there, I said, can you guess what was my major in college? And they're like, you were in human resources. And I said, no. I said, I was a fashion design major, studied it for 8 years. I cut, color, sew, and made clothes all day. But I use my creativity skills more than I've ever have done when I was working in the fashion industry. So that transition I was able to transition successfully because I was able to utilize those skill set, look at the transferable skills that I was able to attain, and then relate that into the world of work. So for example, being a fashion designer, they will throw limited random items and we had to come up with a concept and an idea, limited resources. So I was able to pitch that to employers and say, I know how to work with limited resources, to be creative on the spot, to be able to work well under pressure, deadlines, everything that you know from watching the Devil Wears Prada. I'm able to work in fast paced moving environments and relate that. So I think that's where the challenge is because they can't see how apples relate to the oranges.
Love it. So you touched on something that's key. You talked about how you went to school for fashion design, and midway through you realized that you wanted to make a transition, you wanted to make a change, and now you're coaching. Talk to us about that moment, right? So that moment when you said, you know what, fashion design is not what I want to do. I want to transition to coaching. And it sounds like you were able to identify your distinctive factors. But talk to us about the process or the moment when you realized that you wanted to do something different and how you were able to transition into what you're doing now.
Yes. I studied fashion for 8 years, high school of fashion industry, college for fashion. And I just knew that I wanted something that was more fulfilling. So in my spare time, I took career coaching classes and I absolutely fell in love with it. And I just came to the moment where I realized that I just needed to pursue it. So ironically, the Monday I went into HR and I said, I am resigning from the fashion industry. I'm going to become a career counselor. Ironically, the next day, everyone went into the office. There was a mandatory staff meeting. And they said, Shamika, are you coming to the staff meeting? And I said, no, I resigned yesterday and I am going to become a career counselor. And they looked at me as if I had two heads and they all went off to the staff meeting.
All right, I'm gonna stop you there on the cliffhanger. I know everybody wants to hear what happens next. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back with Shamika Brathwaite, we're gonna find out what happened after she resigned from her job. And she was able to find the career that she loved. So stay tuned. We will be right back, everyone.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
All right, we are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine. Today I have a guest, Ms. Shamika Brathwaite. She is the CEO of Shamika Brathwaite Enterprises. And before we went away for break, she was telling us about how she transitioned into her coaching career from a career as a fashion designer. So she told us how she gave her resignation. And so Shamika, why don't you pick up from where you left off? You told your coworkers you were today was your last day, and then what happened?
Yeah, so Monday I resigned, and Tuesday I told them that I was resigning, and I resigned and was going to be a career counselor. So they all headed off to the staff meeting. It was mandatory. So being that confidential information is shared there, and being that I resigned, I wasn't able to go to that meeting. However, they all came back from the meeting with tears in their eyes because they found out that the company downsized and a lot of them were laid off and some were immediately terminated within the same day.
Wow.
Immediately, people just came to me and all of a sudden, like, oh my God, what do I do? I was pushed without a choice into immediately career coaching and just comforting my colleagues on the situation and the challenges of what they just experienced and how to move forward from there. So that was what I had to do. But as I mentioned earlier in the segment, I had a career and all my experiences was in the fashion industry. And I had to then transition now and prove myself to employees and confidently communicate that in the interview on working within higher ed career services and how I could help students and professionals. And
wow.
I was able to make that transition.
So the day after you submitted your resignation, you were thrust into being a career counselor for all of your coworkers. That's amazing.
Yes.
So
I could not see that coming.
Wow. So now, before we continue, I know you've been dropping a lot of serious jewels on our listeners, and I want to make sure they know how to reach you. So tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and how they can reach out to you.
Yes, they could find out more information about me and the work that I do on my website, www.shamikabrathwaite.com, but they could also meet me at my social media virtual lounge. I have a Facebook group called Discover, Leverage, and Slay with Shamika Brathwaite. So that Facebook group, I share tips, strategies, and resources. And that's where I hang out on social media.
Awesome. So that's ShamikaBrathwaite.com. Shamika's name is spelled S-H-E-M-E-K-A, Brathwaite, B-R-A-T-H-W-A-I-T-E.com. You can also visit the Transformation Talk Radio website, and you'll see her profile on our page, and you can access her information there as well, so you can get connected to Shamika. So now, Shamika, when someone goes on your website, they are given the opportunity to download a free ebook called Jumpstart Your Career 8-Week Action Plan. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Yeah, so the 8-Week Action Plan, it's really a step-by-step strategy to help individuals, whether you are new or transitioning your career, with a structured way to strategize how to think about taking your career to the next level or just consistently getting on to the right step of your career development, investing in your career development. So we go through 8 weeks, lots of resources, books to read, tips, strategies, and tools that you can utilize to help you along the way just to give you that extra push.
Awesome. Awesome. So what prompted you to write that book? What made you want to write that for readers?
You know, When I think about free ebooks and giveaways, I didn't want to just have a 5-page or 10-page tip sheet. I wanted to be something that was a little bit more comprehensive. So it's about 60 plus pages. So it is literally an ebook. And what prompted me is that I have a lot of people that ask questions, and people are free to just email me questions, but I just thought that it was a really great resource just to capture everything and just to provide the foundation to a lot of professionals. And it also gives people an introduction to who I am, my style, and the work that I do. And if they feel as if they want more, there is an opportunity for them.
Awesome. So now as someone that's also in the career coaching space, I know oftentimes when a client does find the career that they feel like they love, one of the biggest obstacles for many clients is the interview process. How do you recommend preparing for an interview when you've identified a position that you feel like it's the one?
So what I like to do is before you even get to the interview portion of it, because that is just, so there is 7 touch points. So, and I know we don't have time to talk about it. So the interview is really, I know. That's like a part 2. The interview is really like the touch point number 3 or 4 on that 7-point touch point. And as you know, with an advertising and marketing, it really takes about 7 touch points for someone to say yes to buy something. Mm-hmm. So with that, before you even get to the interview, there's other ways that you are interacting and related. So let's say now you're at the interview and you're preparing. It's really more of a conversation. People put too much emphasis and power in the seat of the employer when really it's a mutual meeting for you to see if they're a right fit for you. Because once you come in there knowing who you are and what you bring to the table, then you are able to know confidently if that position is for you. So they have to woo you over as well. In preparation, you make sure that you do all the homework necessary, learn about the company, the environment, the position at hand. Those are just some of the key things that you should be able to do to prepare for the interview. But before you get to that point, it's really about you and it's telling your story. So what I say by that is write that essay. So it's enough salient stories to activate yields. And then what I mean by yields, your yields means results and oohs and ahs from the employer.
You just got an ah for me. So now you talk about stories. I know oftentimes people go into interviews and they share stories, but sometimes the stories they share don't necessarily sell them as well as they would like to like those stories to sell them. How do you encourage your clients to come up with stories that actually sell them effectively?
So the number one thing is, you know, we go through some exercise. So I call it write that essay, enough salient stories that activate yield. And you always want to think, okay, is this story, you want to think. So what we do is one activity is we have the story, but then depending on the position or the role, we activate a particular strength. So if for that position, it has to do with project management, we will take that same story, but the superhero would be that project management activity that would be highlighted and featured. You could take that exact same story, and then maybe presentation may be the hero of that story. So we take that story, we make sure that it has enough salient selling points to activate those yields. That's going to give you the results. We do the traditional STAR method, which is situation, task, action, and results. So we make sure that all the stories have that in place. But these are stories that doesn't sound regurgitated, and these are stories that's memorable. It's personable. This is the person that I want to do coffee with. When I pass by the water cooler, I want to stop by this person's cubicle and have a conversation with them. That's how you sell it.
Love it. So, you know, the emphasis is on the story and building the relationship, it sounds like. And You talked about enough salient stories that activate yields. I like that term. So essays. Speaking of stories, so your keynotes and workshops, they have a nice blend of content and teaching stories in them. How do you keep them memorable with your audience?
So my background, before I even became a public speaker, I started out as a performance spoken word artist. So I did poetry and I performed poetry, and those performances was 2 to 3 minutes long. And I say, I got to do this a little bit more. So speech, writing a full keynote was like a full way to engage people. So what I use is what I call strategy seeds to exceed. And it's bullet points. It's these little memorable points that I utilize to engage people. Sometimes I sing in there. Sometimes I do a little bit of poetry. I use a lot of acronyms to help people to remember points and be very visual in my description on how I make the analogies and scenarios come to life.
I see. So it sounds like you try to be as engaging as possible by sharing stories and using your performing arts background as well to kind of make sure that people stay engaged and entertained.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Okay. So, Shamika, I want to make sure our listeners know how to reach you again. So, once again, if you want to access and reach Shamika, you can reach her on her website. That's www.shamikabrathwaite.com, spelled S-H-E-M-E-K-A, last name BRATHWAITE.com. And if you go to the website now, you will get access to her free ebook called Jumpstart Your Career, 8-Week Action Plan, available right away. So definitely check out her website. So before we wrap up and get some takeaway points from Shamika, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, once again, we'll get some takeaway points from Shamika, and we will get some parting words discussing finding a career that you love. So stay tuned. We will be right back. Thank you.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you're creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
We are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine. Today we have a guest, Ms. Shamika Brathwaite, the CEO of Shamika Brathwaite Enterprises. She is a peak performance strategist, and today she's talking to us about finding a career that you love. Shamika, thank you so much for being on the show again. And I want you to share with our listeners and tell them how they can reach you again.
Yes, they could visit my website, www.shamikabrathwaite.com. That's S-H-E-M-E-K-A-B-R-A-T-H-W-A-I-T-E. They could find me at my social media hangout. I have a Facebook group called Discover, Leverage, and Slay with Shamika Brathwaite. Provide lots of great resources and strategies there.
Awesome. So Discover, Leverage, and Slay on Facebook. I love it. I love it. Before we wrap up, I want you to tell us a little bit more about that Facebook group. Who should join that Facebook group?
So this Facebook group is for professional women who want to discover, leverage, and slay their signature strengths in the marketplace. So we provide career advancement strategies as well as peak performance strategies in there.
Excellent. Excellent. And if a professional wants more engaged feedback and coaching from you, what would be the best way to reach you?
They could visit my website, www.findyourdistinctivefactor.com. And there they'll find information about the Distinctive Factor Academy.
Excellent. Excellent. And I know, the Distinctive Factor Academy, that's more intensive coaching from you. And it's an opportunity for our listeners to grow. So definitely check that out. Okay.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Shamika, we've been talking about finding a career that you love. We touched on how to effectively prepare for an interview. You talked about the different touch points. What are some takeaways or some main important points that you want to make sure that our listeners leave this show with?
Sure. Just to recap, if your name doesn't ring a bell, the door of opportunity will remain closed. The second one is a stepping stone is just an opportunity for you to reach your real door of opportunity. And the third one is you have the difference between dream and a dread job. So you have you, Y-O-U, is the one letter difference between dream and dread. And last but not least, your career is bright. So your career forecast, you have the choice whether you job shadow or job shine.
I love that. You have the choice whether you job shadow or job shine. And you are the person that stands in the... What was the dream and dread quote again?
You are the only one-letter difference between dream and dread.
Dream and dread. Yes. I think a lot of listeners, not a lot of listeners, but just a lot of professionals, often get confused with the fact that, if they dread their job, sometimes they're reluctant to leave, but they don't realize that they are the ones that stand in the way of whether they go after their dream job or they stay at the dread job or the job that they dread. What kind of advice would you give to what kind of advice would you give to someone that feels as though they are in a job that they dread? What's the first thing that you would recommend that they do?
They have to create an exit strategy. I read a really great book, Lean In, and one of the statements that she mentioned, Sheryl Sandberg mentioned in the book, is you need to leave before you leave. And I have to really read that sentence over and over again, leave before you leave, before you mentally check out, before you mentally leave, and there's nothing left for you. A position should be, you should be there as long as it's mutually beneficial for both you and the employer. So once you feel that you're coming to that point, you have to create an exit strategy. And before you do that, I always believe before you leave any position, I believe in creating a legacy. So whatever company I've left, I've changed the place. It's, you know, it's great. And sometimes you may or may not have the opportunity to do that. So with your exit strategy, you really got to think, okay, is this something that's you or is it the company? So there's a lot of different factors you really have to look at and think about. And then the second thing is there anything that you can add, do, if there's a different department, new projects you could take on, and really start asking yourself, what is it about this position that you like, you don't like? And once you start playing around them, looking at those factors and seeing how much control you have to actually change those things, whether it's your mindset, whether it's the physical things that you have to demonstrate and delegate and do. These are the things that you could, because sometimes when you really look at a situation, sometimes it's really all about perspective. When I work with people and talk to them, they say, you know what, it's really not that bad after all, you know, and they really start thinking about it. So you really got to look at a deeper dive into, is it perspective? Is it the work? Is it the people? And each of those scenarios call for a different strategy on how you do that before you decide to leave.
So you have to, and the quote, the Sheryl Sandberg quote that you mentioned, you said you have to lead before you leave?
You have to, don't leave before you leave, L-E-A-V-E. So it's leave twice, but it's really about, yes, don't leave before you leave. So you really want to make sure that when you leave, you don't want to burn bridges. It's okay to temporarily close the lane, but you don't want to burn bridges. You never know, especially depending on what type of industry you're in. It may be very small. You may have to come back, circle back to those people or individuals as others move on as well.
Got it. So you don't want to leave before you leave. In other words, you don't want to check out before your last day and start burning bridges before you've left the company. I absolutely agree. And I think that's definitely a jewel. You don't want to leave before you leave. Okay. All right. Shamika, I want to say thank you so much on behalf of the Higher Learners podcast listeners. You've really done an amazing job with sharing with our listeners how best to find their career that they love. You talked about distinctive factors and basically that being a unique characteristic that you have that other colleagues may not have and what sets you apart. You've given us some amazing acronyms. So DOPE skills, done on precise execution, knowing what you enjoy, knowing what you love to do and what you do very well versus knowing what you don't do well and what you don't enjoy doing. I think each of those things that you mentioned were fantastic for our listeners. And as our listeners start to decide where they want to go with their career and finding that career that they love, these are all valuable pieces of information that definitely are keys for individuals and professionals in the world. So thank you so much for taking the time to be on our show. I want to give you a round of applause. I wish I had the sound effect. I would definitely run it right now. Once again, for the listeners, if you want to reach Shamika, you can visit her on her website. That's www.shamikabrathwaite.com. That's S-H-E-M-E-K-A-B-R-A-T-H-W-A-I-T-E.com. You can also reach her in the Facebook group. Facebook group again, Shamika?
Discover, Leverage, and Slay.
And Slay, yes. And reach out to Shamika so you can find your distinctive factor. For those of you that listen to us regularly, you can catch the Higher Learners podcast. Join us every first and third Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. That's Higher Learners. That's H-I-R-E Learners. Follow us on Facebook. Like the page on Facebook at Higher Learners. And also follow us on Twitter. That's Higher _ Learners. You can reach me, Rudy Racine, at www.higherlearners.com. And if you want to be a guest on our show, be sure to reach out to me. That's at my email address, rracine, that's R-R-A-C-I-N-E, at higherlearners.com. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. I appreciate the fact that you listen to us on a biweekly basis. And if you have any questions, comments, and you want to reach out to me, don't hesitate to reach out to me at my email address. Once again, that's rracine at higherlearners.com. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful day and good luck. All the best.
You've been listening to the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, defining success and putting minds to work with Rudy Racine. Rudy will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. To learn more, tune in every first and third Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. To download this podcast and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.